lot of House Republicans are not happy. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
It's a bad day for our country because eight members of our conference gave Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer unified control of the government, at least until we can figure out a path for a new speaker.
GOP Congressman Kelly Armstrong, the day after Kevin McCarthy, was the first speaker ever voted out, led by eight Republicans, including Congressman Tim Burchett, who also tells Fox.
This speaker was woefully, woefully lacking in leadership skills. He always placed the blame somewhere else. America is going to be better off with new leadership.
So who does he support to take over?
Possibly it could be Steve Scalise. It could be Elise Stefanik. It could be Roger Williams out of Texas.
They'll vote next week. The House is in recess now until then. A disaster in Italy. A bus full of tourists crashed near Venice, killing 21 people.
They've removed the mangled wreckage of the electric bus that plummeted 30 feet over the edge of a bridge. It caught fire, says firefighter Mario Luongo. They found all the people inside the bus engulfed in flames. The scene was really difficult.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. They're still searching for whoever shot and wounded five people last night at Morgan State University, where classes are canceled. As auto workers picket again today, another strike has just started in the last hour.
Over 75,000 Kaiser Permanente employees are set to walk off the job after a coalition of labor unions representing the workers notified the company last month that it would carry out the three-day strike starting today if a new contract was not reached in time.
That's Fox's Ted Lindner. Now, this affects hundreds of hospitals in California, Colorado, Maryland, Oregon, Virginia, and Washington State and D.C. Three scientists here in the U.S. are having a good morning, winning the Nobel Prize for Chemistry for their work with what are called quantum dots, used in everything from TV screens to cancer treatment. America's listening to Fox News.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower use for adults only.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD.
Former President Trump has upset a judge he calls rogue for already ruling that he and his company committed fraud before the trial against him started this week in New York that the former president has been attending, calling it part of a witch hunt. Here's Fox's Gernal Scott.
Judge Arthur Engoron put a gag order in place after former President Trump went online to disparage the judge's principal law clerk. The post included a photo of Alison Greenfield, characterizing her as a political opponent in the middle of a partisan legal attack on him by New York Attorney General Letitia James. The order will apply to both the prosecution and defense and is only to stop verbal attacks on court staff.
In Florida, the last words for a convicted killer, "I love you all." Then Michael Zack was executed.
For a 1996 crime spree that included the murders of two women, in a written statement that he gave to a group opposing the death penalty, Zack said he'd woken up every single day since then filled with remorse, but said, "I make no excuses, I lay no blame." His attorneys had argued that fetal alcohol syndrome made him functionally disabled and ineligible for execution. But the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear his last-minute appeal.
That's Fox's Jack Callahan on Wall Street. Stock futures are rising a bit the day after a big sell-off that dragged the Dow into negative territory for the year. Another quadruple header is on tap today with the Major League Baseball playoffs underway.
Castellanos hooks that one. It's going to get down and go to the wall. Harper, he's being held. He runs through that sign, and he's safe.
Nick Castellanos and the Philadelphia Phillies beat Miami 4-1 on ESPN. In the other National League wild card game, Arizona beat Milwaukee 6-3. In the AL, Texas shut out Tampa Bay 4-0. Minnesota topped Toronto 3-1. All those best-of-three series resume today. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Well, governor is pleading for more help from the federal government in dealing with the migrant crisis in Chicago. The governor says the humanitarian crisis overwhelming the state's ability to provide aid to the refugee population, adding that aid Illinois has been providing to the asylum seekers hasn't been matched with support by the federal government. More details about the deadly crash in Effingham County involving a semi-truck carrying ammonia. That truck carrying around 7,500 gallons at the time, and early estimates indicate about 4,000 gallons were released. Five people died as a result of exposure. Mount Zion police say their response at the town's high school Monday morning was caused by concerns that a gun was inside the building. Cardboard box displaying a gun manufacturer's logo found inside the high school. Inside the box was a gun safety lock, paperwork, and a serial number for a small caliber handgun. There were no specific threats made towards the school. They're investigating. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim, and good morning. It is ESPN 93.5. We're into Wednesday, October 4. Weather brought to you by Busey for over 150 years. Busey, member FDIC, our learned meteorologist, probably to tell us 80-something's going away, Bubba.
Right. Yeah, well, you know, it's October 4, August 4 around here, so.
That's right. That's right. We expect this, but kind of nice these days.
and you know, we're not done with, you know, mild to warm weather in quotes as it stands getting deeper into the month of August around here. It's El Nino. It's still a pretty healthy, strong one around here. So that usually is a milder to warmer and generally drier one. We get our snippets of some chilly weather. We get our little spells of moisture, but nothing excess or out of control. So the longer range stuff for folks with backyard landscaping and back 40 work, as in crop maturity and harvest and all that, don't need to worry about it. We'll get it done soon enough, if not quicker than usual, around here going through forward the next few weeks. Boy, a nice mild morning out there, and we ought to be generally in the 40s at this point in early October. 65 Willard and Savoy, 63 Rantoul, 67 up the Kankakee, 71 under the arch at St. Louis. Couple sprinkles back west of the Illinois have no consequence to us. A partly sunny day today, so a few more high mid-level clouds, but we're already warm. South wind, and we'll get warmer. 85 this afternoon. Normal average typical high this time of the year is somewhere about 72, 73 degrees. So enjoy it while you may. Mild night tonight in the 60s, and maybe a stray shower this evening, then some pretty good coverage activity after midnight tonight. Some showers tomorrow morning, a rumble of thunder, a break, and then hit mist stuff tomorrow afternoon. It will be a cooler day, but more typical of October with a high about 71 on a southwesterly wind. Cooler tomorrow night, evening shower, temperature down to 52, partly sunny, maybe an afternoon sprinkle, 65, and a gusty west wind for the day Friday. And yeah, some colder weather for the weekend, upper 50s Saturday and Sunday, maybe a little frost patch in upper 30s come Sunday morning. But then next week, rain-free, warming trend again. 60s Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 70 to 75 next Thursday and Friday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Off and running, historic last night, as we learned about the ouster of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Removed from post in narrow vote. Political historian, independent political analyst, a great American political trivia challenge author, Rich Rubino. Rich, how are you?
Good. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, nice to have you. What the heck happened yesterday?
That's a great question. The Cliff Notes version is basically Kevin McCarthy, your Speaker of the House, and in order to become Speaker of the House, remember, it took him 15 votes. That was the first contested election for Speaker of the House since 1924 when Frederick Gillette won. And essentially, one of the agreements that he made was that he agreed that in order for him to become Speaker of the House to get the votes, he agreed that only one member of the entire House of Representatives could propose a motion to vacate the chair, essentially meaning that they would have a new vote on the Speaker of the House. And if no Speaker of the House, if no candidate gets the requisite 218 votes, then there is no Speaker of the House. And that's essentially what happened, because basically what happens is all Democrats vote for their leader. Their leader is Hiram Jeffries in this case. And almost all Republicans voted for Kevin McCarthy, except for a small coterie of about eight. They voted for, they did not vote for Kevin McCarthy. So consequently, there is no Speaker of the House right now. There is a acting speaker or speaker pro tem, and that is Congressman Patrick McHenry of North Carolina, but he is not in the line of succession for the presidency and has basically only ceremonial positions. So that's kind of the Cliff Notes version.
Okay, so when I understand Kevin McCarthy said he talked to Nancy Pelosi about, you know, all of this, and he said, give it to him, we've got your back. Would that go under the read my lips, no new taxes promise from Democrats for George Herbert Walker Bush? I mean, what the heck?
Yes, they do. The two of them, by the way, when Nancy Pelosi was Speaker and Kevin McCarthy was minority leader, that was the first time that one state has had both the minority leader and the Speaker of the mm-hmm. House. They have not had a particularly cordial relationship, to say the least. But it is true that theoretically, the Democrats, if say 12 Democrats had gone over and crossed the line and voted for Kevin McCarthy, he would have maintained the speakership. Essentially, most Democrats say that they do not trust him. They say that he basically, if you listen to the Democrats' rhetoric, they say he's an opportunist. Accordingly, they did not do that. You see this in states sometimes. Sometimes, for example, if it's a state that's overwhelmingly Democrat, they might vote, and there are two Democrats running for Speaker of the House. One Democrat might go to the Republican caucus and say, look, you may not like the other guy, but I might be a little bit better, so you therefore vote for me. So that can happen, but that scenario did not happen. So consequently, Kevin McCarthy, and then one day, went from the most powerful member of the House of Representatives, third in line to the presidency, to essentially a backbench member of Congress without the trappings of the office or certainly the security detail.
Okay, so Steve Scalise, Lee Stefanik, what do you think, Rich?
Yep, well, Scalise is more the establishment candidate. I guess you would say he would be the next in line. He would be the heir. He's the current majority leader from Louisiana. The question is whether he might want it or not. I don't know. He's had a cancer scare in the past. Although Matt Gaetz, the omnipotent Matt Gaetz, has said that that's somebody potentially he could vote for, at least if Stefanik. She's Congresswoman from New York, who actually came in as very much a moderate when she was first elected. She has since become very much a tribune of the Trump agenda. It would be interesting if you actually had a Speaker of the House who came from a swing district in New York. Usually somebody who's Speaker of the House comes from a district that is overwhelmingly Republican or overwhelmingly Democrat. So those would be two interesting prospects. Another one would be Congressman Kevin Hearn from Oklahoma. He has got elected in 2018, but he's already chairman of the very powerful Republican Study Committee. That's the most populated committee in the House of Representatives. It is essentially conservative members of the House of Representatives. If they all banded together and supported him, then it could be him. We're in an interesting scenario because there really is no preponderant front runner. The last time I saw anything like this was actually another person from Illinois, and that was back, if you remember, when Newt Gingrich, after 1998 and the Republicans yep. were underwhelmed in the election. Remember, Denny Hastert from Illinois was put up, and Denny Hastert was very much a backbench member of the House of Representatives. Very few people nationally had heard of him, but Denny Hastert's name was put up there, and Denny Hastert kind of leaped in front of a lot of other Republicans and consequently became the longest-serving Republican Speaker of the House in American history.
You might know more on presidents than maybe anybody I've ever talked to. You just sound like you'd be the guy I want on my Trivial Pursuit
Pretty
team,
impressive,
too.
Rich.
You got to go.
A lot of useless knowledge.
I love this stuff. One of the best trivias ever heard from this area, and you wrote the book on trivia, right? I mean, you have a book out. What's the name and where can I buy it?
It's called The Great American Political Trivia Challenge, Political Trivia on Steroids by Rich Rubino. You can find it on Amazon for $20.
What president in 1790... What president born in 1790 still has a living grandson in America today?
John Tyler.
See, he's the only guy in America that would have known that. What president was the first president born in a hospital?
Jimmy Carter.
Okay, so you're on my team. You've been drafted, Rich. We want you on the ball. What president named his dog Fido that made it popular with that name?
Name his dog Fido. That one I don't know.
Abraham Lincoln. It really helped him with his depression.
Okay.
And the dog was very much because he lost so many elections and went through so much turmoil. Anyway, you need to vet that because you know everything. So the fact that you didn't make that's wrong. If Rich didn't know it, he is wrong. It's a bad question.
I do know that Abraham Lincoln was a champion wrestler, and he's actually in the Wrestling Hall of Fame in Oklahoma.
What would that be like to be 6'4"
wow.
in 1860?
Yeah, I mean, long and lanky.
Everybody was 5'6". It's unbelievable how tall.
Absolutely, and certainly certainly, you stand out, and obviously, Illinois, they had those Lincoln-Douglas debates in 1858, and the great line was, Abraham Lincoln, actually, Steve, that Abraham Lincoln actually was one point was a bartender, and Stephen Douglas before they ran against each other was a customer, and Stephen Douglas one time kind of made fun of Lincoln about that. And Lincoln said, I've left my side of the bar. I don't think Stephen Douglas has left his.
I love it. Well, Rich, we got to have you back. You got stuff I like a lot.
I would love to. Anytime. Okay. I would love to.
Marblehead, Massachusetts. Rich Rubina, let's talk again. How can people connect with you?
Yep, you can find me certainly. If you just Google Rich Rubino, R-I-C-H, then last name R-U-B-I-N-O, you can go to richrubino.com. Or you can just go on Facebook and type in Rich, last name Rubino, R-U-B-I-N-O, and you can see a lot of my interviews that I put up on there.
Hey, you're good. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Glad to do it. Thank you so much.
You bet. Rich Rubino, Tapman's Towing phone line, 7:15, sports headlines.
All right. Well, when it comes to wild card, Texas blanked Tampa Bay 4-0. We had Minnesota over Toronto 3-1. On the National League side, Arizona took down the Milwaukee Brewers 6-3, and Milwaukee over the Miami Marlins 4-1. Now, you said, you know, you're trying to catch every once in a while.
Yeah.
Catch these games. Starts at 2 today.
Uh-huh.
By the way, we do have this national emergency alert system at 120.
Big test, huh?
That'll go off on your phone. And
okay. Those are loud on the phone.
I know.
Well, that's probably.
So that's why they're trying to test this.
Sure.
So that should be something interesting to be looking for today. Did you realize the Bears are playing in Washington tomorrow against the Commanders?
It's the Thursday night game?
Yeah.
Okay.
So taking note of that, Bears 0-4, Commanders are 2-2. Of course, our Illini, 2:30 against Nebraska on Friday. That'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff, and they're handing out 20,000 rally towels if you want to get in on that. If you want to go into Memorial Stadium a little bit early, they've got that $3 special on some of the drinks and treats. I like the Friday energy.
Well, there'll be a lot of energy. We'll go win that game. Barry Lonnie, offensive coordinator, what do we got to do?
We got to get better. We got to get better at running. We got to get better at protecting. We got to get better at scoring. And that all starts with me. There's a lot of things to fix. We're working hard to do that. We had a good day today, so I'm excited about the opportunity on Friday night here in front of our people to hopefully piece together our best game of the year. It'll be a great challenge. A tough scheme to go against. Tough sledding interiorly, tough guys, big and strong.
Defensively, I think they're pretty good. So.
Okay.
Can I read this? The Champaign Fire Department responded to that fire at Memorial Stadium last night. Firefighters responded to an automatic fire alarm at the stadium. Once on the scene, fire crews reported heavy smoke coming from the south end of the structure, upending and upgraded the incident to second alarm working fire. I thought it came from like a lawnmower, kind of a utensil. Mm-hmm. I don't know of any damage of any significance, but it got attention. There's an Illini alert out there that came out on my phone. We're still getting Illini alerts, which is great.
Illinois volleyball in action in West Lafayette at 5 o'clock against number 19, Purdue. So go Illini.
Our weather this morning brought to you by our friends at Carl.
Carl reminds you they have a health and wellness expo for those 64 and up. And it's happening at the Fields between 9 and 1 on Saturday. So take note, learn more at carl.org.
Okay, I got some pieces from the Scott Van Pelt interview of Devin Witherspoon, if you missed that. Do that coming up.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity, and another day's worth of summer-like warmth. This will come to an end with a cold front on the move. Matter of fact, a pair of them on the move over the next couple of days with a downward trend on temperatures back to perhaps late October, early November levels. Over the course of the weekend, much of next week is milder to warmer and drier. Nice recovery on temperatures back into the 60s, then the 70s. Up to 85 today with a partly sunny sky, south wind. Maybe a sprinkle comes along, especially western Champaign County this morning. Could be a stray shower early on tonight, then showers and thunderstorms well after midnight tonight. Mild down to 65. South wind for the day tomorrow. A cooler day's worth of weather. Some showers in the morning, both in the afternoon. Maybe an early day thunderstorm with a high of about 71 degrees. A couple of showers early tomorrow night, down to 52. Breezy and cooler with a partly sunny Friday. A couple of sprinkles up to 65. Upper 50s Saturday and Sunday into the 60s Monday to Wednesday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Apple shares are down 1%. Analysts at KeyBank Capital Markets have lowered their rating on Apple. They say Apple continues to trade near record multiple highs. There's also speculation that Apple's sales in the U.S. are likely to soften. You're finally seeing egg prices moderating, though that's cutting into the profit of egg producer Cal-Maine. The company says its average egg price has dropped to $1.59 a dozen from $2.28 a dozen a year ago. Cal-Maine says the overall egg supply is recovering from the most recent avian influenza outbreak, which depleted the national hen supply, though the company's facing higher labor costs and other expenses to protect its bird population from infection. Rising interest rates continue to weigh on the market after yesterday's sell-off. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Download the Kudlow Show podcast every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com. Kudlow covers the latest headlines and business trends with an emphasis on the financial impact facing households and businesses across the country. Listen to interviews with key business newsmakers. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Tabman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
Are you tired of getting the short end of the stick and always being stuck with cold water for your showers? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing is here to help. With current tax incentives and rebates, you can save up to $900 on a high-efficiency tankless water heater, unlimited hot water, and saving on your energy bills. It seems like the best gift you could give your home. With the current promotion of 0% financing for qualified applicants, you can't afford not to call. 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance.
So we were talking about Devin Witherspoon. Here's our outstanding defensive back that came to Champaign-Urbana with zero stars and walk-on status and builds himself into a first-round draft pick. Big help from Brett Bielema. Because Lovey got him, but Brett Bielema developed him to this point. He was always the guy that kind of talked back.
Uh-huh.
You know, Brett would want to do something, he'd yell at Brett. He's just not afraid to do it. He was on Scott Van Pelt, SVP, after the ball game. When they played on Monday night, Seattle, he plays for Seattle, fifth pick in the draft. And apparently they love him.
Yeah.
But here's just a piece of Scott Van Pelt talking to Devin Witherspoon, our guy from Illinois.
What allows for that kind of comfort that you've got?
Well, I feel like it comes from my team. You know, that defense, they accepted me to come in and play a big role. They just tell me it's just football at the end of the day. So go out there and play your game. We know how you like to play. We got your back out here if you make mistakes. So the defense, really, they just helped me settle on in.
But, and I appreciate what you're saying because you got a guy like Bobby Wagner, a vet who comes back, and you're shaking your head like,
yes,
that,
sir.
Like an old head like that, right?
That's OG right there for sure.
But, I mean... to be able to switch positions the way you've had to as a result of injury. Like Ryan Clark, who's going to join us in a bit, he's shaking his head watching you play early and said, like, Scott, this just doesn't happen. Mm. To be able to just sort of adapt to whatever situation, that's unusual, but you've been comfortable in whatever they've asked you to do. I guess I'm interested in, it's just the team?
It's just the team, man. The scheme that we're running, I was able to learn it pretty well. I was able to move inside and outside. The coach made my job very easy, so once I get out there and see a lot of things that I see on tape, it made my job kind of easy because I know how to play it.
Do you prefer one over the other?
Not at all. I prefer whatever coach need me to get done.
Okay.
I like nickel kind of a little bit more.
Okay. So I appreciate that. You gave me a BS answer and then you told me the truth. But you're thriving in that role. I'm still trying to figure out what happened week one. That was a straight, you guys lay an egg. But since then, you guys have been, with a rocket, you've won the last three. And now you enter a bye. What do you guys do with the time in between now and your next game?
Now we really just move on to the next game, put this game behind us. Got to watch the film for Cincinnati. They're a great team. Records don't define teams. So we got to go out there and watch film and just continue to prepare well.
Yep, Devin Witherspoon, man. And, of course, here's what just is wildly perplexing to me, that Seattle sends where were they playing? At the Giants.
Oh, yeah,
there's a bunch of Seattle fans. Now, are there Seattle fans in New York? Maybe.
I don't know.
But they don't travel, do they?
Right.
Nobody has the life to where I'm going to go to an NFL game drinking an inordinate amount of beer and just, who does that? Nobody. It has to be every place in America has pockets of a fan.
Right.
Like you can go to Houston, have a lot of Green Bay yellow.
Right.
So I think, but they're not traveling, right? Nobody can travel.
And it used to be the Cubs had fans everywhere.
Well, that's because the Superstation.
Right.
Atlanta the same way.
Yep.
Superstation WTBS, whatever that was. So it's just amazing. I see these very large NFL fans that are seemingly getting tickets somehow through StubHub because there's generally no seats available. And then they're not flying from their city, but it looks like they are because they're huge, you know, Lion fans. So they're fans from wherever they're living. I just refuse to believe they're spending $4,000 to spend on a hotel, on flying, on getting there. The ticket from StubHub, it's going to be a fortune where they're sitting. And they could be family, I suppose, of players. They could be it. But I just, it stuns. I just look at that and go, that's hundreds of people. Hundreds. They're not traveling. And maybe if you're with an NFL player and you take six people and they got the money to do it, I guess. I mean, Travis Kelce's mom.
I know.
You know, they have another Kelce playing with the Eagles.
Okay.
And it was Eagles in Kansas City
last year.
And
it used to be that she was an Eagles fan, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, but Travis Kelce, the Kelce's mom, Donna, she was at the Giants game or whatever game it was on the East Coast. And then she just had a short trip up to New York City. So she's in the suite for both her center son for Philadelphia and tight end Travis. So she's watching two NFL games. Archie Manning did that when Eli and Peyton were both playing. You get private aircraft and you can go pretty fast anywhere, just about. You can't really cover it if it's, you know, Los Angeles and then New York.
Right.
But if you're doing New England and the Jets, I mean, that's a quick trip.
That'd be awesome.
Well, you have people that can drive you and drop you off.
Yeah,
you got the laminate. You know,
totally.
All that. It's big time.
And your sons are navigating.
And you're in a suite.
You want mom there.
Everywhere you go, you're in a suite.
I love that.
And everybody loves you. It's just remarkable that you would have, I mean, the Mannings, think about this. The Mannings sitting at the dinner table with Peyton, little Eli, and little Cooper, the brother whose son Arch is the big quarterback to be at Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sitting around the dinner table, and you're saying two of you are going to be NFL Super Bowl MVPs. Huh? Huh?
Right.
Just to get somebody to pay you to play anything after high school and
That's
college
right.
is the odds of those things are just crazy. All right, it's Wednesday. We're going to get to Ed Martin, Brother Johnny, on the phone. That's Wednesday. Stand by. We'll get the reaction about what the Republicans are doing, and I'm not sure what it is.
Okay.
I mean, you got some issues here, and they're infighting. That looks really good. Gosh. We will discuss coming up next, 217-359-2255. You're on to Texas this morning. It's 729.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
News. I'm Chris Foster. A vote's expected next Wednesday on a new Speaker of the House, with Kevin McCarthy voted out 216 to 210. The charge led by Florida Republican Matt Gaetz, telling Fox,
I've traveled all over this country and I have seen the despondence and the sadness in conservatives who don't believe that Republicans in Congress are fighting enough for them.
Unfortunately, 4% of our conference can join all the Democrats and dictate who can be the Republican Speaker in this House.
McCarthy calls the 8 Republicans who voted against him angry and chaotic. Nobel Prize winners for chemistry are announced.
These professors have managed to discover and make tiny particles called quantum dots, used in everyday electronics like LED displays. And the clarity of light they produce helps surgeons map cancer tissue. Moungi Bawendi, Louis Bruss, and Alexei Ekimov will share the $1 million prize.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois Attorney General suing an alternative retail electric supplier, Energy LLC, over allegations the company's telemarketers and in-person sales agents used deceptive and unfair tactics to switch customers from their public utility company to more expensive contracts with residents. Illinois families encouraged to apply for utility bill assistance. Eligible families can receive bill assistance for natural gas, propane, and electricity through the Low-Income Housing Energy Assistance Program. There are for one-time payments directly to energy service providers on half of recipients. Thousands of dollars on the way to Champaign County to help hundreds of asylum seekers. Urbana-Champaign and 3 nonprofits getting nearly $250,000 from the Illinois Department of Human Services, the New American Center, the Refugee Center, and Cunningham Township getting some of that money to help cover the cost of food, housing, and legal expenses. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Panhandle. Saturday, one more summer-like day's worth of weather, then a downward trend on temperatures, more or less a mid to late autumn feel, particularly come Saturday and Sunday morning. Recovery expected next week with dry weather expected and a warming trend as well. Up to 85 summer-like degrees for the day today with a partly sunny sky, south wind, maybe a sprinkle coming along, especially west of Champaign County. Could be a stray shower this evening, then showers and thunderstorms well after midnight tonight, mild, south wind at 65. Cooler days worth of weather tomorrow, some showers in the morning, maybe in the afternoon, early day thunderstorm, and a high of about 71. Cooler tomorrow night with a shower early on, a low down to 52, and a breezy cooler day on Friday, partly sunny, couple of afternoon sprinkles at 65. Windy, much cooler for the day on Saturday. Sunshine on Sunday, upper 50s for daytime readings will be in the mid to upper 30s, maybe a frost patch come Sunday morning, into the 60s early next week, 70s later next week, overnight lows in the 40s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Wednesday morning. Stand by for sparks.
Could possibly, it could be Steve Scalise. It could be Elise Stefanik. It could be Roger Williams out of Texas. This speaker was woefully, woefully lacking in leadership skills. He always placed the blame somewhere else. America is going to be better off with new leadership.
The debt ceiling negotiations really pushed the calendar forward. This summer, we didn't move as aggressively in July as we should have. I'll leave it to leadership to decide why we didn't do that. We went home for August break. We probably should have stayed to get the appropriations bills done.
All right, so we're looking for a new Speaker of the House. Kevin McCarthy ousted yesterday. Ed Martin, President of Legal Fund, Eagle Defense Fund. Phyllis Schlafly, the great Phyllis Schlafly, who defeated ERA by herself. Ed Martin, how are you?
I'm doing great, Stevie J. Very interesting times, as you point out. Amazing things happening. So great to be able to talk about them with
it's,
you.
It's Brother Johnny down at Bible Study New Orleans, where we all ought to be 24-7. Johnny?
Hey, good morning, Stevie J. Good to hear your voice.
Great to have you on, both of you. Ed, tell me what happened yesterday.
Yeah, you know, I was up there on Capitol Hill the last couple days doing some other stuff, looking at some of the video of January 6th. And so it happened. I mean, it's historic. It's never happened the way it happened, which is to say a motion to vacate the chair, which is basically a no-confidence vote. And then they voted, and all the Democrats hung together, voted against McCarthy, and I guess 10 or 11 Republicans did, and that was it. He's out. What is more interesting to me, I did not know, and I don't think most people knew, there is a provision in the rules of the House that when the Speaker is removed as he was, there's a secret acting Speaker that has been designated, and that is a guy named McHenry from North Carolina, a congressman who's the chairman of a Financial Services Committee, and he steps in. In other words, you know, the Republicans, if you lose the Speaker completely, no one can even gavel things in and out until that gets solved and you could really stop everything. So the next 45 days until they have another threatened shutdown, they'll settle this idea of who will be the Speaker. But there is a guy acting as Speaker. And that means also the committees all stay the same and people stay in positions, and at least ostensibly work keeps going. But no, it's historic. I look, Kevin McCarthy was a lot of things. But one thing he was and is a very, very good politician. He has spent 15 years almost, a little bit more actually, raising money, recruiting candidates. And again, you can criticize where we ended up and what happened. I join you in a lot of the criticisms. I'm just describing, this is a big league ball player. This is, you know, this is a all-star big league ball player getting taken off the field by a vote of his colleagues. It's an amazing thing to have happen.
Well, 8 or 10 colleagues too, and it's another example of you can talk about the budget, and you can talk about foreign policy, and you can talk about the border, but the number one priority to a Democrat is hang together. That's all. That's the number one. Doesn't matter what you're talking about. They'll never get anyone. And boy, when they see an opening, the guy slips, they're going straight to the neck. And the Republicans aren't like that. It's just, Steve, the guys who voted him out are going on principle, and they probably got, we probably agree with the principle. But Kevin, like Eddie said, understands reality, and you can't, whether you like it or not, these people are there, and you have to work with them, or nothing gets done. So that's the conflict, and the Republicans just can't make themselves be that way, Eddie. They cannot bend their principles like the Democrats. The Democrats are, you know what? The Democrats, they're kind of like a defensive back. They're aggressive. They're desperate. And if they had a conscience, they wouldn't be able to survive. So,
I want to ask, because I think Kevin McCarthy talked about very candidly a very long post kind of an interview or a press conference late last night, where he had gone to Nancy Pelosi and talking about giving power for one person to call a vote like he had to do to get elected. And Nancy said, give it to him. We've got your back. Does this go under the George Herbert Walker Bush, read my lips, no new taxes deal? Is that right?
I mean, at this point, I like the story. It's a good story. But and I know Kevin McCarthy's writing the history. But if you trust Nancy Pelosi with anything, I mean, a glass of Chardonnay or your grandchildren, you're crazy. I mean, let alone your job as a speaker. I mean, what Johnny said is exactly right. Democrats don't worry about principles. They worry about power. And Republicans worry about principles. Now, we all like that. We all think it's better because we believe in a principle, which is God. And we believe that there are things that are written on our hearts that we can't go against. That's not the Democrat Party of 2023. But having said that, guys, I do want to say something a little counter. I don't think Kevin McCarthy necessarily is done. And what I mean by that is in our current environment, and it was always sort of true, but now it's even more dramatic. Any press, any crisis is an opportunity to become better known. And so McCarthy said he's not going to run for speaker, let somebody else catch some spears for a while. But I think he can go in, back into the caucus and have the goodwill of a lot of people. And he's a sort of glib communicator. He's got a guy next door feel. And I wonder if he's not going to be around. And you know, stranger things have happened in history that the world turns a few more times and you say, wow. I mean, look, guys, everything comes down to what happens next November on the presidential side. Whoever wins for president is likely to carry in at least one, if not both, of the houses, both chambers. And that's really all that matters. And I think McCarthy at this point sort of knows that. So, but yeah, look, Pelosi and that gang. My favorite detail, though, by the way, is McHenry, the new speaker, acting speaker. He came off the dais and he's mad at everybody, especially Democrats, I guess. And he told Nancy Pelosi, get out of your office. Like, they have this tradition where you don't make the a former speaker move out of their office for a while. And he said, get the hell out by Wednesday. I'm going to change the lock. And she's in California for Dianne Feinstein's funeral. So she's complaining. I love that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, cut all this nonsense and pretend you're pals. This is a battle to the death right now.
Well, and then you get to the presidential election, and I didn't know Robert Kennedy Jr. was running as an independent, Eddie.
What does that mean, Ed?
Well, he hasn't said he's going to say it on what, October 9th? He's been waiting and building up. I think it's Robert RFK Jr. has said, his people say, he takes more votes from Trump, he thinks. But I don't know if I believe it.
No way.
Yeah, the MAGA base is really loyal, and so there's that. I do think the Democrats are not principled there for power, so they're going to stick with their guy. But so I don't know yet what it means. But look, I do think it puts more pressure on Biden in the sense that now you're going to have two vital candidates competing around the country, and Biden is stumbling and forgetting his name and other people's names. It's not going to help him. But third parties never succeed. Obviously, they only cause trouble, but I don't know what to make of it yet. I do think Trump's one piece of Trump's liability was RFK Jr.'s position on the vaccine and on pharma. It contrasts a bit with Trump on his. But I got to tell you, Trump's doing math, and the math of a general election is that seniors, who very, very high percentage supported the vaccines and Trump's conduct, they vote. And so I think Trump is saying, hey, look, I might have got it wrong, but I was trying to help the old people. And I think they feel that. So I don't think Trump's going to back off. It's just a wild card what RFK Jr. does. And look, if he doesn't have money, he's got a great idea and he's got a great name, and that will help him. But if you don't have a couple hundred million dollars to run on, it starts to become, Ross Perot realizes it gets old fast to have to write checks to your own campaign, or you won't have money.
Well, I got to tell you, though, Ralph Nader cost Al Gore the presidency, pure and simple, with 2 or 3%. And I don't think it's coming off of Trump at all. The vaccine, Trump's position, which is get a vaccine, but we'd never force you to, is really all anybody wants. It's not we hate the people who got vaccine or you're crazy if you got a vaccine. It's forcing somebody was the issue. And that's Biden, who said that if you're unvaccinated, you're a killer. So I don't think... And what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is objecting to was the way it was managed and pushed. They didn't tell us everything about it, and it wasn't the vaccine. It was all that surrounded it. So I don't think that'll hurt Trump. And I do think there's a lot of moderate Republicans and Democrats who don't want to vote for Biden and will still never vote for Trump. So you got somebody.
Yeah, Tamman's joined phone line. That's where Brother Johnny, Ed Martin, on the phone here. ESPN 93.5, 744. Okay, so what if Joe Manchin, who says he's thinking about it, what if Joe Lieberman has said, I mean, if you have four or five people, Ed, will it come down to just simple math?
No, it doesn't matter. Look, Joe Manchin's just negotiating for his parachute. He's not going to run for re-election. He knows he can't win, and he's now maximized. The guy's good at leverage, and he's leveraging it the way he can. He will not run, and he will have $100 million public policy foundation started. Donors will take care of him. That'll be that. Lieberman won't bother. I mean, no. Look, I don't think it matters. I don't any of it doesn't matter. I think RFK Jr. even is just a sidelined thing and some attention. It's going to come down to the two of them, and it's going to come down to five or six states, and in those states, two or three counties. And, you know, back to feeding Johnny on this, if we haven't checked and worked on the integrity of the election, it's not too hard to picture who's going to be better. You know, again, power or principle. Principle is I won't steal. That's most conservative. power, I'll do whatever I have to do to stop that guy Trump, and therefore I'll do it. And that's where I think we are. And the only question then is it a big enough wave? Maybe people are so sick of the idea of nuclear war and inflation and everything else that you can overcome that. But I frankly wouldn't bet on it. I wouldn't bet on it.
Well, I just think there'll be less of that. I think to get Biden in again, you had to do an improvement of the changes made during 2020. And I think they've been rolled back a little. Is it enough? I don't know. And you're right. It's six or seven states. It's a shame because you talk about this group and that group. It's just six or seven states. And you're right. It's probably two or three counties a state max. That's it.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
So we've got to be like a new Survivor show, and we just watched those states. We follow the rest.
So you can say 44 states essentially. It doesn't matter. Those are locked. I mean, that's where we are right now, Johnny.
It's probably 42, huh, Eddie? It's not quite, but it's been that way for a while. Actually, it's maybe so for sure 40 are pretty predictable, and then maybe 10 will throw you a curveball. So it's. And you can pinpoint it even better than that if you want, but it's the way we do it, and it's I don't know how it's going to pan out, Eddie. I really don't.
Yeah, I mean, I think Johnny's right. We've made some progress, and I think that he's right that if you have such a drag on the top of the ticket as a Democrat, you're going to have to do even more than you did in the past. But and look, Carrie Lake announced she's running for Senate from Arizona. People in the mainstream media say, "Oh my gosh, that's a terrible thing." She's divisive. She's a get out the vote machine, right? So in the right, and with Trump on the ticket and her on the ticket, Arizona gets different to me. I mean, I think you've got a woman and it was dynamic and very popular. So it is down to eight states or so, but the other states matter, and they matter for things like Montana's going to have a really tough Senate race, and you say to yourself two things: if you can win Montana, which I think you can. The Republicans, then you're starting to put in place a way to block if you had Biden in office or if you get Trump, you're going to have a window. So it comes down to, I think, the energy at the time and the momentum at the time. And the voters are going to look up and say directionally, the stock market's up 10% since Biden got in and inflation's up 18%. And people feel that. No matter what your stock portfolio is, you feel the inflation differently than anything else. So if that's where we are, look, in Poland, guys, in a week or so, they've got an election. And over the weekend, they had a million people in the streets. And someone said, here we go with the color revolution. How did the million opposition people get in the streets? And you just have to read the playbook. That what the CIA does is they go into these countries and they try to destabilize them by running the opposition against the conservatives. And frankly, we did it. We've admitted. CIA admitted that we did that in lots of countries in Latin America and throughout the world, Libya. We've done that. We've admitted that. There's guys writing books on it. And then we're supposed to believe that the deep state is not doing that in America? No. Hold on to your hats. There'll be some riots next summer. There'll be some more crises that will come up. There'll be somebody doing something. Joe Biden said the phrase, the son of a gun. He said, MAGA is extremist. MAGA extremist. You say that long enough, and that's a license for your neighbor. to take a shot at me, because if he thinks I'm an extremist, you got to stop the extremists, right? That's the insanity of these people and what they're doing. But they're not going to sit back and say, oh, let's let Trump come in and come after all of us. I don't think so.
I'm afraid he's right, Steve.
Well, we've got a big year ahead, and nobody knows exactly what's going to happen. I guess my biggest fear is
Wait a second. Stevie J, I want to ask Johnny this question. Up in New York right now, Donald Trump, and I know, Johnny, you've had a successful career as a businessman, entrepreneur. Donald Trump's in court because they are saying that on statements, financial statements he made, he told his bank and his insurance company that he was worth more than they think he's worth, the court. And so I point to people and I say, if your bank still gives you the loan when you say it's too high, if I tell you my house is worth $5 million and the bank, if they check, it would be only worth half that, or in my case, one-fifth of that, then you, or one-third, one-tenth of that, you say, that's the bank's fault. I've never seen anything so insane that we have a businessman, there's no victim, the banks aren't complaining, the insurance companies are laughing. They got to charge insurance on a $300 million property that now the court says it's worth $20. And you say the insurance, and we, as a businessman, Johnny, this is like insanity. And it actually is going to lead to civil penalties against the businessman. I mean, don't do business in New York is, I think, the message.
Well, I think don't be, do business if you're Trump. They're making stuff up about Trump. And who says that what he said it was worth, that it wasn't worth? Who said that? And you can just say, your car's not worth 50 grand. I'll give you 20. No, it's 50. Oh, he's lying. He told me his car's worth 50. Well, this guy was going to pay him 60. Well, that's ridiculous. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's nothing there. There's nothing there. And they could get 50% of all businessmen on that with a pretty good argument. Just saying, no, it's not worth that much. You know, it's just another thing to attack Donald Trump for. None of it is really that substantive or really that true about what they're attacking. And certainly relative to other things we've seen, it's trivial, but they're just out for him, Eddie. And we've seen New York, is since he lived there, has turned on him the hardest. So
we got to leave it there, guys. Ed, how can people find Ed Martin?
You know, exciting news, guys. I got a Substack going where I write at longer length. If you go to eagleedmartin.substack.com. So, but over at at Eagle Ed Martin on Twitter, and of course, phyllisschlafly.com. But I'm waxing eloquent on Substack and having a good time, guys. So, check that out if people want to hear a little more long form writing. So, there you have it.
Johnny, pray for America. We need us.
All right, God bless you. Thank you, God bless you. Thank you,
Brother Johnny, Ed Martin, ESPN 93.5, with weather now brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
They remind you, it's Climate Action Week, and there's all kinds of activities you can tap into. Learn more at urbanaparks.org.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van vicinity, and another day's worth of summer-like warmth. This will come to an end with a cold front on the move. Matter of fact, a pair of them on the move over the next couple of days with a downward trend on temperatures back to perhaps late October, early November levels. Over the course of the weekend, much of next week is milder to warmer and drier. Nice recovery on temperatures back into the 60s, then the 70s. Up to 85 today with a partly sunny sky, south wind, maybe a sprinkle comes along, especially western Champaign County this morning. Could be a stray shower early on tonight, then showers and thunderstorms well after midnight tonight, mild down to 65. South wind for the day tomorrow. A cooler day's worth of weather. Some showers in the morning, both in the afternoon. Maybe an early day thunderstorm with a high of about 71 degrees. A couple of showers early tomorrow night, down to 52. Breezy and cooler with a partly sunny Friday. A couple of sprinkles up to 65. Upper 50s Saturday and Sunday into the 60s, Monday to Wednesday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Norm Miller here, Chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
With the leaves and temperatures beginning to fall, it's time to make sure those furnaces are in great running order. Get that furnace tuned up so it doesn't let you down on the cold nights. Dogtown is the people's choice number one HVAC company again in 2023. Ask about the current 0% financing offer on all Lennox high comfort systems and single component units for qualifying applicants. The number's 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Yeah, well, Carl came over to my house. You're Carl, Steve Sudeman, Good Vibes, Ron Barnes Champagne. He's the PhD, the dude. I had something wrong with the projection thing. That's, you know, that thing you put in my house, Steve, is 18 years old.
Wow.
What?
Yes, they knew that.
And
it still looks okay, doesn't it?
No,
it,
I mean, he put a new bulb in it, and I'm looking at it going, dang, it still looks good.
Yeah.
So he came over, Carl thing, and then there's a little thingamaflugi. He said he's going to send somebody else out to fix the thingamaflugi. I don't know if he told you that, but somebody else.
Yeah, the bracket that holds the projector has got
like a square bearing in it or something. It needs to hold it properly. It needs a little rebuilding.
It's either that
because it's 18 years old.
It's either that or the Gorilla Tape, so it'll straighten that out real fast.
That might work.
Anyway, it's Steve Suderman. Good vibes. What you got? What are you doing, man?
I heard you say something on the news. It was the quantum dots were the Nobel Prize winner in chemistry a little early. That's the technology behind Samsung's QLEDs. Huh. It got the pixels to be smaller and brighter and the colors a little sharper. A quantum dot is literally like a few thousand atoms, and that's they're really, really tiny. So the quantum effect comes into play. So there's that. Those guys were involved in the other nanotechnology, and LG has that in their panels. I prefer the OLED as the best technology for video display personally. And now you can get mini LEDs. Those are the newest things from all those manufacturers, which are the brightest TVs that you can get. You can see any and all of these. And then there's the new award-winning King of TV. They do this every year in New York. They have a shootout and say, who makes the best TV? Best looking picture, best measured picture. Sony's won it every year, and they won it again with their QD OLED, which is a hybrid of those quantum dots and the OLED technology. We have last year's version still left over, got a demo to get rid of. The new ones are going to be shipping this month. We had a customer own one of those now just for a little bit over a year, bought the first one in town. It failed. Sony was gracious enough to take care of the warranty for the guy. It was, I don't know, 14 months old or something, and just enough. But they stand behind the stuff.
Yeah,
and
that's right. You know, so how big do they get? What are the QLED? I mean, how big a screen can you get on that?
The QD OLED tops at 77.
Whew.
So that's still a pretty big television.
So this is clearest picture that you've seen?
It is the best looking screen ever, ever, ever.
And what's it cost?
Around the corner, watch it on a good TV.
How much?
The QD OLED, I think, is in 77 is right at five.
$5,000, and probably when it's old technology in 2 years, it'll be less.
Well, a year from now, it'll certainly be more like four.
but you can have it now. If you had that now, everybody would want to come to your house. Once you put that in your house, Steve will come to your house.
You would get them to bring the beer, I can tell you.
Okay, so someday will there ever be the thing you put around your face and it's like reality thing and you can, it's unbelievable, like virtual reality.
Doesn't appeal to me one bit.
but would that ever happen with television where you pop that on and you're like in the news studio watching the news or, football games, put a fan on, you feel like you're there?
Bose is selling eyeglasses that will give you that kind of thing going on with both sound and picture right in them. And, we don't sell that product, but I want a big display. I want to be at the movies in my house.
Yeah, that's true. That's cool. And you guys can do it, and you got the people, as I just said. So it's there's just nobody doing what you're doing. It's good vibes over 50 years. Steve's been there every dang month, every darn one. And back when he was loading boxes and had the mutton chop and the Fu Manchu, he was listening to the stuff that he could really flow his hair through.
Steve?
Okay. Your favorite song, Ballroom Blitz, baby.
Oh, my gosh.
Sweet.
By a group called Sweet.
No comment.
Yeah. Anyway, how can people find Steve Suderman at Good Vibes?
We're at 2010 Round Bar next to the driver's license place and the eye doctor on the other side. And the website is gvibes.com.
Go in there and see Steve. He's the man. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks, you guys.
My request.
I see a man in the back, as a matter of fact. Hey, his Stevie. Eyes are as red as the sun. And the girl in the corner let no one ignore her, cause she thinks she's the passionate one.
Oh, yeah!
Like lightning. Everybody was frightened.
I'm gonna bet money you won't hear this anywhere today.
And they all started crying.
Oh, yeah. We will come back with more in just minutes after the news. ESPN 93.5 coming up at 8 o'clock.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.